Scripture. After reading it, can have our own God conviction about it. And it reads, if I can speak in tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, and possesses all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole out of that I have to the poor and providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but I have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. Is not boastful, vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. God's love is in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes and fadeless in under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete, or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away and be superseded by truth. For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. And our prophecy is fragmented and incomplete and imperfect. But when complete and perfect comes, the imperfect and perfect will vanish away and become antiquated. God's word for God's people. Amen. Our love, our so-called love, is pale in comparison to the love that God insist of, as God has demonstrated to us. But it is the kind of love that God expects from us. So as we come prepared to this period of worship where we remember the ultimate sacrifice and expression that our Lord and Savior demonstrated on us. For on the night that our Savior was betrayed, when he sat in the upper room with his disciples and take bread and blessed it, saying that this is my body that is broken for you. Let us eat together. And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup and blessed the cup, saying, this is my blood in the new covenant. For as often as you do this, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again. Let us drink together. Now thank God for the sacrifice of his son. Amen. Ushers, if there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. We thank God for this another opportunity to come into this house of ways, this house of praise, house of worship. Another opportunity to become before the throne of grace with concerns of requests, prayers, but most of all, praise for the living God that hears and answers prayer. We extend unto you now this invitation to come, if you so choose, as we approach the throne of grace in corporate prayer. My faith looks up to thee. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, just for another conscious moment to come into your presence. Thank you, Heavenly Master, for the blessing of knowing who you are. That is indeed a blessing because you didn't have to reveal yourself to us. You could have left us in darkness, but Lord, you saw fit to call us by name and to give us a brand new identity, calling us as your own, molding us, shaping us, maturing us, giving us every need that we need to be likened to your holiness and righteousness. And for that, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for so many things that our tongues simply cannot utter. Most of all, Lord, that when we lay down last night and lost consciousness with the world, it was your angels of mercy and protect us that watched over us this morning. You touched us with a finger of love. You extended our journey one more day, and we say thank you, Lord. Through many dangers, toils, and snares along the way, you have kept us, watched over us, comforted us. You've been the mind regulator, dear Lord. We thank you for being the physician that we needed. We thank you for being the comfort that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for being one that we can call on during a midnight hour. You have proved to be a friend, dear Lord, that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord. Not from any righteousness that we are deserving of, simply because of your grace. You could have left us as you found us, this Lord. You didn't wait for us to get it right, Lord. You chose to write our names before the foundation of the world. And you've shown us, dear Lord, that you are all that we need. Everything else is sinking sand. Our hope lies in you, and you've never disappointed. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for the opportunities of teaching and learning more about your word. We thank you, dear Lord, for just holding us close to your bosom. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that you have chosen us, dear Lord, just to have more understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of your holy word. We thank you, dear Lord, for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you, Father, for what's going on in this house. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Father, for continuing to have all the conditions of the world under your control. Yes. Yes, Lord. And we will forever keep our mind focused on you. Yes, ever faithful, yes, ever trusting, ever believing, yes, and ever thanking you. Thank you. Thank you. We bless you. We give thanks to you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. We are so excited today because we have Sister Bradley Foster coming to be baptized. So excited. Let's bow our heads. God, we thank you for this opportunity and ask that you would please bless what we do now so that you alone are glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I need to make a disclaimer. Why y'all laughing? I need to make a disclaimer. Something happened this morning, Jaleel. So this water cold. So I'm letting y'all know now. She gonna come down, go down, and go right back up. Because I'm not gonna have her. I already explained it to her. Y'all know I don't usually do it that way, but I'm letting you know why I'm changing up today. All right, amen. 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 All right. Come on, Sister Bradley.
Give God some praise for Sister Foster. Sister Foster, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he died for your sins at Calvary? Do you believe that he's coming back to receive you? And do you believe that you're going back home to live with him? Well, based on the profession of your faith, my sister, we baptize you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, the corporate name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. How many of you know that God is awesome? He's an awesome God. Like Deacon Frank said today, our love is that can't even be measured to the love that he give us each and every day. So if you know your God is awesome, come sing this song with us. Unto God. Yes, he's an awesome God. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God.
My God is awesome.
He heals me.
Forever he will reign.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he will reign.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He's awesome, everyone. He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
He's awesome.
Is all
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the
Giver of salvation.
World. Giver of
by
salvation.
His stripes I am healed.
By his stripes I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
By his grace I'm living.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name. Awesome.
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 My God is awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
And guess what? He's mighty.
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 Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
And he's holy.
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 Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
And guess what? He's great.
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 He's great. Awesome.
Yes, he is. He's awesome.
Awesome.
Deliverer.
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 Deliverer. Awesome.
And guess what? We're here today because he's a provider.
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 Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
And he's a protector.
Protector. Protector. Protector.
Yeah.
Protector.
Awesome.
Awesome.
He's the protector.
Protector.
Yes.
Protector. Protector.
Yes.
Protector.
And he's awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
He can move.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God.
My God is
heals
awesome.
Me when I'm broken.
Heals me when
strength
I'm
where
broken.
I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever.
Forever he will reign.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God, our Father in heaven, you have been so good and so kind and so wonderful. We thank you for this opportunity and surrender ourselves to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Let's go now to Philippians 1 and 1 Thessalonians 5. Philippians 1 and 1 Thessalonians 5. Philippians 1, 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm going to do 1 Thessalonians first. 1 Thessalonians 5 and Philippians 1. If you have them, say amen, please. Amen. All right. Let's begin 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 1. It says, but as to the suitable times and the precise seasons and dates, brethren, you have no necessity for anything being written to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the return of the Lord will come as unexpectedly and suddenly as a thief in the night. Okay? When people are saying all is well and secure, and there is peace and safety, then in a moment unforeseen, destruction, ruin, and death will come upon them as suddenly as labor pains come upon a woman with child. And they shall by no means escape, for there will be no escape. But you are not in or given up to the power of darkness, brethren. Amen. For that day to overtake you by surprise like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We do not belong either to the night or to darkness. Accordingly, then, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and on our guard, and let us be sober, which means calm, collected, and circumspect. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night, at least some of them. Verse 8, but we belong to the day. Therefore, let us be sober and put on the breastplate or the corslet of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Last verse, for God has not appointed us to incur his wrath. Oh, y'all have no idea how long I have waited to be in the congregation so that when y'all see something like this, y'all should respond and not wait for me to say something. And then after that, it says, we
God has not appointed us to incur his wrath. He did not select us to condemn us. But he selected us that we might obtain his salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who died for us so that whether we are still alive or are dead at Christ's appearing, we might live together with him and share his life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, there are still people who believe that salvation is based on you making a choice. And the Bible clearly tells us the choice has already been made. Choice has already been made. You don't love God so that you can get into heaven. You love him because you're already there. You understand? That's the beauty of being in the body of Christ. The beauty. I'll tell you, y'all got time for another scripture. Y'all go to Proverbs 16. Yeah, when you know, yeah, mm-hmm. Proverbs 16. Mm-hmm. Verse number one. Now, I'm reading the Bible. Y'all mean, Lynn? I'm reading the Bible. I'm not reading nothing I wrote. I'm reading the Bible. Verse one. The plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man. But from the Lord comes the wise answer of the tongue. To all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirits, the thoughts, and intents of the heart. Now, get three. I'm on my way to four, but get three. World, roll your works upon the Lord. Look at this. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become. Did anybody hear me what I said? He, you ready, didn't you, Jaleel? You ready? He will cause your thoughts, which means he will be in charge of what you're thinking. Y'all with me? Hey, she's so pretty. That's why the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, let me give you a correct biblical explanation. When he gives you the desires of your heart, don't take that carnally and think he's going to give you what you want. That's how we like to interpret it, Sister Fields Burnett. We like to interpret it that way. Oh, all right, brother. Yeah, brother was coming in. He waved. I was waving back. Look here.
Look here. The thing is, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, when you delight in God, God will give you what to think. God will take over your mind. That's why you don't have to worry about a born-again Christian being obedient to God. Because if the Spirit is in you, the Holy Spirit is going to move your mind. Are y'all hearing me? In line with the Word. Y'all here with me? So that's why I said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desire. What desires? He will give you his desires. All right, y'all. Look at the next verse. The Lord has made everything to accommodate itself and contribute to its own end and his purpose. Even the wicked are fitted for their role for the day. They didn't become wicked. They didn't all of a sudden decide they don't want to walk according to the word of God. That's how they were made. When you understand God's sovereignty, you will stop getting frustrated. Understanding you can't change what God created. Some folk ain't gonna be no good because that's who they were created to be. Some folk ain't gonna obey because they were not created to obey. And what you say, Deacon Brown? Deacon Brown say it right here. I'm telling you the truth. That's why you go to Romans 9. He created some so he can demonstrate his wrath. He created others so he can demonstrate his mercy. The bottom line is he created. Now, Revelation 17. I think this is going to be my last one. Y'all getting this? Yes. Why won't they act right? Why won't they get some get right? Y'all there? Start at verse number 6. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the prophecy. I'm going to get into a point made in verse number 8. I also saw that the woman was drunk. Now, that ain't talking about whoever you saw last night. He ain't talking about her. Drunk with the blood of the saints, God's people, and the blood of the martyrs who witnessed for Jesus. And when I saw her, I was utterly amazed and wondered greatly. But the angel said to me, "Why do you wonder? I will explain to you the secret symbolic meaning of the mystery of the woman, as well as of the beast having the 7 heads and 10 horns that carries her." Now the beast was the Antichrist, who is going to oppose Christ. Now, what I want y'all to pay attention to is who's going to follow him. I want y'all to pay attention. The beast that you saw once was but now is no more. And he is going to come up out of the abyss, the bottomless pit, and proceed to go to perdition. And the inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been recorded in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will be astonished when they look at the beast, because he once was, now is no more, and is yet to come. Forget the beast part. Those whose names have never been recorded. Whose names, before God created the world, he put the names of the ones he chose. And this is showing you a bunch of names he didn't write. Where are you? What hope have you if your name was never written?
All right.
Twins. Y'all look so nice. Like the way y'all smile together. Y'all twist your head together. Where are you if your name has never been written? When God gives you some get right, when you start understanding, forget what I thought. All I want is what he's got to give me. When something like that happens, it's not because you're doing it to get your name written. You're doing it because your name is already written. You know your name has been written when it's more important to you to be saved than it is to be a Baptist. You know your name is written when you understand that he is the source of everything. I don't breathe if he doesn't allow it. I can't think if he doesn't allow it. I don't move if he doesn't allow it. And I sure wouldn't be saved. And the choice wasn't made before I came. The choice was made before he created. So this is the good part. That means he made the choice knowing how stupid I was going to be, because the choice wasn't made on what I could do. The choice was simply made based on who he wanted to choose. That's why you obey him. When the light has shined on, that's why you give him glory. That's why you understand, had it not been for the Lord on my side, nowhere in the world I would be here today. And when you look back at your life, you can see where you should have been. But you thank God for where you are right now. And you can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for choosing me. Thank
Thank you for making me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for opening my eyes. Can anybody say yes? Can anybody say yes? All right, that's all. That's all. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm so glad he chose me. Hallelujah.
Door, just leave it in the box in the vestibule, and there will be members of the membership intake team that will get in touch with you and will express to you what an honor it is for us to have you as a member of this congregation. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible, to the only wise God, do we give all the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. In Jesus' name, let every heart say amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. You are dismissed.